Touchstone Viewpoint Placement Testing Program. This placement testing program is part of the Touchstone Viewpoint series by Michael McCarthy, Jan McCartan, and Helen Sandiford. This audio program contains recordings that correspond to the listening section of Touchstone Viewpoint Objective Placement Test B, published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyrighted. Section 1. Listening. In this section of the test, you will hear conversations and answer some questions about them. For each conversation, first read the situation and the question or questions. Then listen to the conversation. Answer the questions after you hear the conversation. Respond to the questions by marking the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, on your answer sheet. Read the example situation and question. Now, listen to the example conversation. Annie invites her coworker Carlos to go out after work.
So, Carlos, are you busy after work tonight?
No, not really. Why?
A few of us are going to a movie. Would you like to join us?
Well, I usually go to the gym after work, before I go home. But a movie sounds great. I'd love to go. Thanks, Annie.
Oh, good. See you later.
Now, answer the example question. The answer for the example is D, is going to the movies after work. The letter D is filled in on your answer sheet. Now go on to page 3. Read situation 1 and the question. Now, listen to the conversation. Mrs. Diaz is asking Stephen about his classmates.
Excuse me, Stephen. Where are Erica and Tony?
They're not in class today, Mrs. Diaz. Erica's in the library. I think Tony's at home.
And Coco? Is she here today?
No, she's not. She's at work.
Now, answer question 1. Read situation 2 and the question. Now, listen to the conversation. John is asking Alicia about her free time.
What do you do in your free time, Alicia?
Well, John, I really don't have a lot of free time. I mean, I take classes every day.
What about weekends? What do you do on the weekends?
Well, my best friend always comes over on Saturdays.
Do you go out?
No, we usually stay home and watch movies.
Now, answer question 2. Read situation 3 and the question. Now listen to the conversation. Ichiro and Kim are talking on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, Kim. It's Ichiro. Are you busy?
No. Well, yes. Actually, I'm cleaning my apartment right now.
Oh, well, do you want to go to the city with me this afternoon? I want to go shopping.
Shopping? I love shopping. But I can't today. How about Saturday?
Saturday's fine. I need to buy some hiking boots.
Well, I was at Tracy's department store yesterday. Lots of things are on sale.
You were there yesterday? You do like to go shopping. And I do too.
Now, answer question 3. Read situation 4 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Hannah and Miguel are talking about their habits.
I'm so stressed these days. What do you do to relax, Miguel?
Actually, I swim.
Really? How often do you go swimming?
Sometimes every day, but usually 3 or 4 times a week. I really love it.
Maybe that's my problem. I'm not exercising at all. I'm not going for walks or anything.
That's really bad for your health, Hannah.
I know. I'm going to start exercising. And I'm going to stop eating junk food, too.
I have an idea. I'm going to join a gym next week. Come with me.
A gym? Okay. I don't enjoy working out, but I really need to get in shape.
Now, answer questions 4 and 5. Now go on to page 4. Read situation 5 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Bob is telling Ellen about his day.
You look angry, Bob. What's the matter?
Oh, hi, Ellen. I had a math exam this morning, and I was late.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible. What happened?
Well, I went to the cafeteria for a soda. See, I got to school really early because the bus didn't make many stops.
So what happened?
Well, I drank my soda and took out my science book. I was reading a really interesting chapter, and I wasn't paying attention to the time. When I looked up at the clock, I was already 10 minutes late.
So did you take the exam?
Yes, but I didn't have time to finish it.
Well, you know, maybe you'll pass anyway.
Now, answer questions 6 and 7. Read situation 6 and the questions. Now listen to one half of a conversation on the phone. Maria is talking to Leo on her cell phone about a trip.
Hi, Leo. It's Maria. How's it going? Hey, have you ever been to Nepal? My brother and I might go this September, but we haven't really made any plans yet. Yeah, we like to travel together. You haven't been there? No, I haven't been there either, but my brother has. He's actually done some climbing in the Himalayas. No, he hasn't climbed Mount Everest. Yeah. It's the highest mountain in the world and the hardest mountain to climb. I know. It sounds beautiful. But it's very cold at the top. I've always wanted to see it, but I definitely don't want to climb it. Well, Leo, I've got to go. Great talking to you, too. Bye.
Now, answer questions 8 and 9. Read situation 7 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Denise is helping Ivan with his new printer.
Can you help me, Denise? This new printer is driving me crazy. I can't figure out how to turn it on.
Let me show you what to do, Ivan. Just press this button and hold it down for a few seconds. There. This is an awesome printer. Where did you get it?
At Better Buys just last week. My old printer died last month. And I needed a good printer for my photography.
How much was it? I mean, was it expensive?
Well, I think you're going to be shocked. It was, almost $600.
Wow! But if you use it for photography, that's not bad, I guess. You've been taking photos for a long time. I'm amazed at how good a photographer you've become.
Thanks. I mean, I've been taking photos since high school, but photography changed from a hobby to a career about a year ago. I got my first paycheck on my last birthday, and I was definitely excited about that.
Now, answer questions 10, 11, and 12. Now go on to page 5. Read situation 8 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Jack and Louisa are talking about Louisa's experience in another country.
Jack, this book is so interesting. I've learned a lot about behavior that's okay in one culture, but not at all okay in others.
You know, it's embarrassing, but I don't know much about other cultures.
Traveling helps a lot. Actually, I had never left the United States until I went to visit my grandparents in Italy. That was a few months before my 16th birthday. A long time ago.
Wow, Louisa! Italy! Where else have you been?
I spent a year in Peru a few years ago. That reminds me of an interesting story about unacceptable behavior. I was invited to a friend's house for dinner one night in Peru. On my way, I stopped and bought some beautiful yellow flowers. When I arrived at my friend's house, I handed the flowers to my friend's mother. She looked upset. Later, my friend explained to me that in some parts of Peru, yellow flowers have a very negative meaning. And what really bothered me was that I should have remembered that giving a friend yellow flowers is a very bad thing. I read in a guidebook that you aren't supposed to do that. I felt awful about forgetting that.
Now, answer questions 13, 14, and 15. Now go on to page 6. Read situation 9 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Paco is asking Lynn for some career advice.
Hi, Paco. I hear you just graduated. Congratulations. Your major was economics, right?
Yeah, thanks, Lynn. Actually, can I ask you for some advice? My parents think I should apply for law school. You went to law school, didn't you?
I did. And not only did I do well, but I also enjoyed myself those years in law school.
And how do you like being a lawyer?
Believe it or not, after all that hard work, not to mention the money, I didn't work as a lawyer for long. It just wasn't right for me. I actually hated it.
What are you doing instead?
An old friend suggested that I go work with him. And we ended up starting our own software company. I love my job, and we're doing really well. In fact, I just bought an apartment in the city.
Good for you. You're lucky to have found something you like. That's why I'm wondering about law school. I'd never really thought about becoming a lawyer. What I really want to do is study history. In fact, I should have studied history instead of economics.
History? What kind of job do you think you'd be able to find with a degree in history?
Well, I'd like to teach. The problem is that if I go back for a history degree, I'll still have spent a total of 20 years in school.
Yeah, almost as long as I did.
Yes, but at least I'd be studying something I'm interested in. And I wouldn't have to worry about finding a job when I'm done. There's always a need for teachers. My salary wouldn't be great, and my parents might be disappointed, but I'd be happy.
Now, answer questions 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. This is the end of the listening section of Objective Placement Test B. Now go on to page 7 and begin the reading section.